November 20th, 1900. Since Louisa must live from the heart of Jesus, he gives her rules in order to undertake a more perfect way of living. While I am outside of myself, my adorable Jesus continues to show me my heart inside of his, but so transformed that I can no longer recognize which one is mine and which one is Jesus's. He has conformed it perfectly to his own. He has impressed on it all the insignia of the Passion, making me understand that from the moment of his conception, his heart was conceived with these insignia of the Passion. So much so that what he suffered at the end of his life was an overflow of that which his heart had suffered continuously. I seem to see one just like the other. I seem to see my beloved Jesus occupied with preparing the place in which he was to put the heart, perfuming it and bejeweling it with many different flowers. And while he was doing this, he told me, "My beloved, since you must live from my heart, it is appropriate for you to undertake a more perfect way of living. Therefore, from you I want 1. Perfect conformity to my will, because you will only be able to love me perfectly if you love me with my own will. Even more, I tell you that by loving me with my own will, you will arrive at loving me and your neighbor with my same way of loving. 2. Profound humility, placing yourself in front of me and of creatures as the last among all. 3. Purity in everything, because any slightest fault against purity, both in loving and in operating, is all reflected in the heart, and it remains stained. Therefore, I want purity to be like dew upon the flowers at the rising of the sun, which, its rays reflecting upon them, transmutes those little drops into as many precious pearls, such as to enchant the people. In the same way, if all your works, thoughts and words, heartbeats and affections, desires and inclinations, are adorned with the celestial dew of purity, you will weave a sweet enchantment not only for the human eye, but for the whole Imperium. 4. Obedience, which must be connected with my will, because if this virtue regards the superiors I have given you on earth, my will is obedience which regards me directly. So much so that it can be said that both one and the other are virtues of obedience, with this difference alone. One regards God, and the other regards men. However, both of them have the same value, and one cannot be without the other. Therefore, you must love both one and the other in the same way. 5. Then he added, "Know that from now on you will live with my heart, and you must see things the way my heart does, that I may find my satisfactions in you. Therefore, be careful, for this is no longer your heart, but mine."